This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
7:45, quarter to late. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday, May 29th, rainy day. Be aware of that. Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, joins us now. How you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Let's talk about the session. When does it have? What does it seen a die? When does it have to end?
It will end June 12th.
Is that the phrase seen a die?
Yeah, it's seen a die. That's correct.
What does it mean? You know.
I think it means something at the end. Latin. I'm not
sure. We'll have our staff look it up. We'll have the guys in the truck look it up.
I know what it means to us. It means we're done.
Amen is what it means to you in Latin. Let's talk about some of the things that you have done and are getting done. What's got your attention so far, and what are some of the things that still need to be worked on?
Well, obviously, the insurance bills. You know, the governor had a press conference yesterday, a bill signed several of the measures. Some of the measures are still working its way through the process, so they haven't gotten to him yet. But we've got some good bills passed, you know, things like modified comparative fault, no pay, no play, mandatory discounts for dash cameras in commercial vehicles, things like that. Good bills that were signed. We're still waiting on a collateral source medical bill transparency bill by Mike Reese. That hasn't got to the governor yet. It's still on the House side. So there's some good things going, and you know, things that other states do, Tommy. These aren't new ideas or things that we don't know, experimental, anything like that. We looked at other states, especially our neighboring states, to see, you know, where are we different? What are we doing different? Why are our rates the way they are? And that's what we kind of pulled together in this package.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Housley presumption last couple of days because I wasn't really aware of it. And then we kind of drilled down on it with Mike Boeheim yesterday and then Daniel Erspammer just now. Has that passed or not? Or have the revisions?
Housley presumption was signed yesterday.
Was signed yesterday.
Into law.
So does that mean that insurance companies can go back and review medical records of people making claims or not?
No, I think what it means is that, you know, if you hit me and I have bodily injury, I think the old law was it was presumed that everything that was wrong with me was caused in that accident, even though if I had bodily injury from a football injury years ago, you know, that was presumed to be caused by the auto accident. And now, you know, the plaintiff, you know, has to say, look, this is what the car wreck caused, not going back and things that were not caused by the car wreck. So it makes total common sense, and it's something that needed to be done. So
it does. The devil is in the details, Kirk. And I was just wondering, is it incumbent upon the plaintiff to disclose that? And if they don't disclose it, are they in a fraudulent position? Or does the insurance company of the defendant have the right to go back and look at medical history to say, well, wait a minute, now hang on. You got this knee damage or that knee damage. How do we know it wasn't pre-existing? That's what
I think the latter is what it is.
So insurance companies would be able to do that?
Yes. Okay. I believe so, yes.
Hey, real quick, as far as procedures go, I got a text on this. I know they passed a bill to make kratom illegal in Louisiana. It passed,
yes.
And you talked about the governor signing bills. The governor doesn't have to sign a bill for it to become law, right? Or does he?
Correct. He can do three things. He can sign the bill, veto the bill, or let it become law without his signature.
So he would have to, any bill that passes, kratom otherwise, any bill that passes, if the governor would have to actively veto it to prevent it from becoming law, just so people understand.
Correct.
This. Okay.
Correct.
All right. I want to talk
rare,
about
rare, but yeah, sometimes governors let bills become law without their signature.
Wait, it is rare for that to happen?
It is rare. You don't see it a whole lot.
But when it comes to this kratom bill, chances are he's going to sign that, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he would sign it. I think he would sign it.
And even if he doesn't, it still becomes law. He would have to proactively take a step to veto it, and I don't see that happening at all for people.
I don't either.
No.
I don't either.
Let's talk about your fortified roof program when we come back, all right? Because that's about homeowners insurance, and everybody's concerned about that as well. We're talking to Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, about the session, 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8, talking to Kirk Talbot, the chairman of the Senate Insurance Commissioner. Kirk, I don't want to spend too much time on the Housley Amendment, but somebody texted in, the plaintiff has the burden to prove the other driver did the damage. Old law, any injury was assumed to be the result of the accident. And then somebody said, I'm all for insurance reform, but if I had a back injury 6 years ago before my wreck and the wreck re-injured it, I should be entitled for something for medical damages. Thoughts on any of that?
I think the way I read it, if your injury was caused by the car wreck, then you're going to get compensated for an injury that was caused by the car wreck. And I don't think that's changed.
Yeah, the reason I ask and all of that is that, you know, it's a long way from changing that to actually seeing decreased premiums. And I'm just trying to get into it a little bit more. Let's talk about fortified roofs. So the Senate Insurance Committee killed a proposal to require insurers to deliver a minimum discount to homeowners. However, they say that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
fortified roofs do work. The Center for Risk and Insurance Research says that houses were built to a higher standard, 70% less likely to have those claims. So how do you get from less likely to have claims to lower insurance rates without requiring the insurance companies to do that, or are they already doing it without being required to?
Well, let's talk about the bill that died first. Okay. So there's two other states that require a minimum discount for a fortified roof. One is a 3% minimum discount, and one is a 7%. That bill was at 20. And my thoughts were, if we pass that bill, we're going to chase insurance companies out of here. It was too high.
See, that's important. It was the percentage of the discount that was your concern, not the discount itself.
Right. And look, the free market's working on the fortified roofs. If you look at the state auditor did a very deep dive audit on fortified roofs and where discounts are from then to now, we're averaging a 22% discount already. And if you look at the LDI website, it will show you all the different companies that offer a discount for a fortified roof and what they're offering. Some companies are offering over 20%. Some are offering 30-35%. Some are 7%. Some are 15%. You know, insurance companies aren't all the same. Some of them might be more financially stable than others, or some might have the ability, because they're bigger, they can offer a bigger discount. Some may not. You know, you want to let the free market work there. But when I look at the average savings at 22%, Alabama, which is the state that has way more fortified roofs than anywhere in the country, they're averaging 20%. I feel good about that, and let's keep that going. If we do a minimum, I'm not opposed to that, but, you know, let's do, you know, I think a floor of a 3-7% is more realistic than putting that floor at 20. We're going to chase companies out of here, and I don't want to do that. We need companies coming here writing policies, because that's how we're going to start getting these rates start going down.
All right, so how do you get more people to get fortified roofs?
Well, right now we have the grant program where you can apply and get a $10,000 grant. We pump, you know, $15-20 million into the program. As soon as the program is opened up, it sells out like a Taylor Swift concert, right? It's all on a lottery system, and that money flies out the door literally within minutes. I've got a bill that says, look, let's just give everyone, if you can front the money, we'll give you a $10,000 tax credit. So you can just put the roof on and claim a state tax credit. And if you don't have a $10,000 tax liability in 1 year, you can spread that out over 3 years. That bill will be heard in a House committee next week, and then on to the House floor. I think we've got a very good shot at passing it. And I think that's something that's really going to blow the doors open on the fortified roof program.
Do you think there's a support for that to pass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. Because it's working. I mean, you can look at, I think Alabama just came out with a study when Hurricane Sally came through Alabama, and there were roofs that didn't lose a single shingle that had the fortified roof, and there were houses next to it or in that same area that had the roof blown off. So it works, and it works on lowering your rates. You can transfer that certificate to someone else when you sell the house. It increases the value of your home, and insurance companies fight to insure people with fortified roofs. They seek you out. They want you, you know, they offer you a better discount, obviously, because you have a fortified roof.
So we only have a second left here. Tax credits mean less is coming in. Does that have to be offset with cuts on the other side or not?
No, I mean, I think, obviously a tax credit would mean you'd have less money going into the treasury, but we give tax credits a lot in this building, Tommy, and I think what better way to give tax credits to actual people with homes? I think it's a good thing.
You're right about that. Hey, real quick, does a roof have to be replaced to be fortified, or can you fortify a roof that's already on?
No, they replace it. They retrofit it. But an average roof, you know, I had one of my constituents just got a fortified roof. They have an average mid-sized home. They had to pay an extra $3,000 or $4,000 to do it, but it's well worth it.
But it's only when you replace the whole roof, correct?
Correct.
I got you. Okay. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Kirk Talbot, Chairman.
Thank you.
You bet. Louisiana Insurance Committee. When we come back, we'll talk to Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President. We're getting screwed even more on these bridge tolls. I'll explain when we return WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.